It's tax season, a time that fills many consumers with dread. However, for tax scammers, it equals ill-gotten profits. I'm Darian, and I'll be back with a few tips to help you avoid tax season pitfalls.
This is the sound of salmonella gyrating on your undercooked chicken. And it looks like Mom might be taking it out a little early. Don't let salmonella get funky with your chicken. On average, 1 in 6 Americans will get a foodborne illness this year. So use a thermometer to cook each type of meat to the right temperature. Keep your family safe at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
So you see, son, good manners are important. Should I go through it again?
Yes.
Yes, please.
Yes, please.
Exactly. Always say please, thank you, you're welcome, and excuse me. Sit up straight, hold doors open, don't speak with your mouth full, keep your elbows off the table. Share your things, play nice, and generally treat others the way you'd like to be treated. Got it?
Got it.
And stop picking your nose.
Most parenting is hard to do in just 2 minutes. But 2 minutes twice a day, making sure they brush their teeth, is easier. And it could help save them from a lifetime of tooth pain. Visit 2min2x.org to find out more. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ag Council.
A woman we'll call Patty reported that she responded to a tax refund company's advertisement stating you'll receive a tax refund directly deposited into your bank account within 8 to 11 days for only $99. She provided her routing number when filling out the paperwork. The company told her that there was a delay, but that her direct deposit was being processed. After following up with her bank, Patty learned that the company had rerouted her deposit into their account, leaving her without a refund and helpless. Tax scams are often variations on phishing schemes. The victim receives a phone call from the IRS employee offering a tax refund. However, they need the taxpayer's checking account number. Then the victim gets an email claiming to be from the IRS, stating that the consumer is due a refund and needs to click on a link and enter their personal financial information in order to have it processed. With your daily safety tips, I'm Darian.